Chapter 6. Arlene, with her wooden box and assorted bouquet of early bird aromas, and I, with my thoughts bent on the motivations of evil stepmothers, sit by the side of I-55, watching the Greyhound shake. Carl, after a hasty pullover, directed us off the bus, then waded shin-deep into what must be a week's worth of sewage. I stick my journal in my backpack and dare a glance around. My fellow passengers aren't staring daggers at me. They're staring scimitars. A trendy family of four in matching polos, a painfully ugly blonde standing at least 6'6", two Japanese men in heated argument, Jabba the Gut, his face in a starry sci-fi, the juvenile Brits, a little kid who looks like a Tolkien character, Poncho Man, and dozens of others jabbering on cell phones, murmuring under their breath, each of them pissed at me for interrupting their super important journey to wherever. Are you keeping a diary of your travels, dear? Sweet Arlene, the Queen Arete of my odyssey, coils her veiny fingers around that wooden box in a death grip. Her purse she left on the bus, but not the box. Forgive me, she says, blushing. I noticed the journal, but I shouldn't pry. No, it's fine. It's a letter, I guess. She nods, and for a split second, I think maybe that's the end of it. To whom? She asks. I sigh and look up at the shaking bus. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. My epiglottis flutters. Carl is unaware of the great blinding eclipse, unaware of my solar retinopathy, but... He lights a cigarette, takes a drag, and points to the sign above the sink. Read that for me, will you? Relieved, I read the sign aloud. Use trash can for paper towels and feminine products. Do not flush. You notice those last three words? He sticks the cigarette out the window, taps off the ashes, and takes another puff. They big and bold, ain't they? So I'm forced to ask, you blind? In the movie of my life, I flick that cigarette out of his mouth and educate him on the effects of secondhand smoke. Also, how to be nice. Carl is played by Samuel L. Jackson, and I, of course, am portrayed by Madame Kate Winslet. Okay, Zoe Deschanel then. Fine. A young Ellen Page. I'm not blind, I say. He nods, takes one last drag, and tosses the stub out the window, thus confirming my suspicions. Not all Carls are created equal. After stuffing the mops into a pygmy closet, he leaves me alone in the bathroom. I stare at my face in the tiny mirror and wish a thousand things. I wish we'd never left Ashland. I wish Mom wasn't sick. I wish we hadn't gone to Denny's that day. I wish Kathy would jump off a cliff. I wish I hadn't thrown away those letters. I wish I hadn't squandered my proof. I wish I still had a tangible, I don't know what, thing. I wish wishing were enough, but it's not. Sometimes you need a thing.